Have you ever heard of diphtheria?
Uh-huh.
What is that? Do you know?
It's a disease that causes your respiratory to go to pieces. You can't breathe easily. Okay. You actually suffocate from diphtheria.
Do you know anybody that has that?
No, it's gone up. Okay. I mean, that was in the days of the covered wagon, you know, it's when they actually had that go through. But they have got diphtheria under control.
Have you ever heard of Rocky Mountain fever?
Uh-huh.
What is that?
Bite from a tick.
Okay. That gets pretty sick.
Oh, you betcha. To the point of you can die from it easily.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. It can be fatal.
Does that happen around here?
Oh, yeah, we have it every once in a while.
Okay. If I get... there's a, if a person is, have you heard of a sickly person?
Uh-huh.
What is that?
A sickly person?
Yeah.
Is someone that's basically unable to take care of themselves, such as cooking their meals, making sure their medication is fine, getting up and down.
Okay. And if
I just finished doing hospice, so I was tending what I would consider a sickly person.
Okay. If a person loses their hearing, they're called
blind. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is the last section. Do you have another word for sunrise? Could you call it dawn, or would you just call it sunrise? Or?
You know, I've heard dawn, but it's not an expression I used.
Okay.
We always waited till the sunrise so we could start in the fields, okay? Yeah. But we always referred to it as the sunrise.
Okay.
What sunrise about, to sunset.
Okay, that answers my next question.
Okay.
What's another way of saying 10:45 as time, 10:45?
Quarter of 11.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
The day before today was called what?
Yesterday.
And the day after today?
Tomorrow.
Good. Could you give me the days of the week starting with Monday?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And the months starting with January?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. And could you count from 1 to 10 for me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And could you do the same thing starting with first, second?
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay. And could you tell me what city is famous for jazz and the Mardi Gras?
New Orleans.
And what state is that in?
Louisiana.
Okay. Do you know any other cities in Louisiana?
Baton Rouge.
Okay.
I've never been there, but...
What state is Kansas City and St. Louis in?
Kansas.
What about St. Louis?
Half and half, isn't it?
Yeah.
In Missouri and...
Yeah, Kansas.
I thought it was half. That's where the bridge is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never been there either. I just heard about that one.
Okay. Never been to Missouri?
Uh-uh.
Okay. But you have been... you mentioned that one. Have you ever been to Ohio?
Ohio?
Yeah.
I went through Ohio when we were on our way to New York. We had a bus with our tour.
Okay. Did you stop in any cities there?
In Ohio.
Yeah.
Is in Ohio where the... I might be wrong. It might be Iowa. Where is that big racetrack? That's Ohio, isn't it?
Big racetrack. India.
Car racing.
Indy? Indianapolis?
Maybe.
That's in Indiana, but I don't know if in Ohio.
Oh, I don't know.
No, that's not right.
I know we went through all those little states as we went through, but I don't know where we were at.
Okay.
I'd have to get my itinerary out and see where we were.
What is the period of day that you usually wake up in?
That I wake up? Early morning.
Okay. And if you're going to talk about going to Denver, would you talk about it being up or down or over, or how would you say that?
This is a major valley argument because we're really. People talk about going up to Denver, and I said, how do you figure you're going up to Denver when you're dropping 2,000 feet?